This is Steve Rodriguez with ProgressivePulse.com, and very excited today to be talking to Jean-Paul Monique, otherwise known as Bluey, of the group Incognito. How are you?
I'm real good, man. Nice to be talking to you.
Exactly. Well, first of all, congratulations. Last year you celebrated your 30th anniversary with the group Incognito, and what a big and major celebration.
Yeah, I never thought that would ever happen. I would have taken a couple of years. I chose the name Transatlantic RPM because back in the 70s, around the mid to late 70s, I had a record shop in London that really dealt with a lot of the imports that came out of America. And, you know, obviously I sold records by people like Earth, Wind & Fire, Chaka Khan and Leon Ware. And here I was on this record, you know, actually gone full circle with it. So I was now in America working, like you said, with Christian from Tortured Soul and working with Ursula Rucker. But I was also working with Chaka, Leon, and Al McKay from Earth, Wind & Fire. You know, like I said, gone complete circle. I'd kind of like this little importing of records that I did in my little shop in North London. Now I'd become my inspiration and my guidance in music, you know, and it'd gone full circle. And I actually found myself working with these people in America. So as much as the records turned back then in the 70s, and my whole life had turned a complete circle too. Last year we did, I was the musical director for a show, which included Anastasia, Chaka Khan, and a British singer called Lulu. And the show, it was like a touring show that was like kind of a review of their own hits, but also like a soul and a pop and soul review, you know. I was the musical director, and I've really gotten well with Chaka. You know, I've always loved Chaka's sound and music, and therefore I paid particular attention to the details, and she recognized that. And she wanted to work with me. And when she was tired also, I gave her a good foot massage, which goes a long way toward...
You know the album is in full effect when you remake the Boss Gags classic Lowdown.
That was one of the songs I used to import. I mean, I was, you know, it was mainly an American music, and that used to fly out of my record shop. And above the record shop, we had a rehearsal room, so we get the records, listen to it, learn it, and go upstairs and kind of practice it. You know, it was like that. So this is a record that's really a big, you know, a big chunk of my past, and a lot of this music also worked even bigger here in the UK than they did in America. I mean, Boss Gags had a huge club hit with Lowdown over here. I mean, and it's still an anthem today when you go, you know, because like it may have been a club hit in America also, but over here, you know, you would go to a like maybe a 10,000 people weekender, you know, in the north of England. And then when that tune drops, everybody will be on the floor, you know, and it would still kind of like be one of the closing anthems of the weekend, you know. So it's kind of big stuff.
How did you decide to work with Mario Biondi on this, who's Italian, but, and I understand doesn't really speak any English?
But only sings in English. it's a strange one with Mario, because I'd come across Mario's music. I heard Giles Peterson playing one of Mario's tunes on the radio, and I phoned in. It's something which is rare for me to do, is actually phone into a radio station to kind of find out who it was he was playing. And it already kind of like already mentioned the record before I came on air, so I didn't catch whose name it was. But I couldn't get through at the station, and he lives quite close to me. And I went to his house to find out in the morning, and he'd gone away. And so it's all kind of me chasing this sound that I didn't know who this guy was. A week later, I found myself in Rome. We were touring in Italy. I found myself in the swimming pool at a very, very nice hotel in Rome on a very hot day. And this incognito fan was also in the pool, and he came swimming over to me and he said to me, "You have to hear that there's a, you know, I love Incognito, but you have to work with this guy. He's the Barry White of Italy." Now, Mario doesn't really like that connection, although he really respects Barry. He's more of a Isaac Hayes man, you know. I love him so much and his sound so much that I want the world to know him. So that's why I kind of worked with him on this record, because he's really well known in Italy and in certain places in Europe, but he still hasn't broken out as an international artist yet, you know. So I want to give him whatever love we could give him in Asia and in America, a little bit that people know of us, you know. I want them to know Mario.
Briefly talk about Leon Ware, who, you know, reading his whole history, it's like, wow. I mean, he's written for Michael Jackson and I mean, Marvin Gaye worked with Quincy Jones. I love the song that you co-wrote, I understand.
Yeah, we co-wrote. Well, with him, again, you know, there's this whole serendipity, you know, really happy accidents happening all along the way during this record. I found myself in L.A. About to looking for a singer to sing on this track, and I contacted this guy whose name we won't mention, who suddenly was talking like way out of my ballpark in terms of, you know, to even like kind of get near this record. And I was feeling kind of a little dismayed, because, you know, I was there and I was getting all this love from Shaka and from Christian, you know, and all the people that were working on the album. But this guy was really frustrating me, and I thought, well, you know, it's a shame, because I'm just going to leave this track off the album. And that same morning, my wife met up with a friend of ours who had moved there, called Mark DeClive Lowe, who's also a musician, moved to LA, and we had breakfast together. And I was telling him about this singer, and he said, "What about Leon?" And I said, "Leon who?" And he said, "Leon Ware." I said, "Me and Leon been trying to get together for such a long time. He came to my studio in London when he was gigging here, and we talked about working together, but I didn't even know where he was. I lost his number." And he said, "Leon is only down the road, like a mile down the road, you know, from where I was. I was like in Venice and he was just down the road, you know, in LA." And of course I got the number, and the moment I called up, Leon was like, "Come to the house." And I got, that was the highlight of the album, going to Leon's house and being greeted by Leon and his wife, and being in his home, being in his studio, and hearing the stories. It's like so entertaining and so loving that, you know, I really got really emotional about working with him. I just felt like, you know, I kind of like grew up without a dad, and I just felt like I found him, you know.
Let's talk about some of the newer people, and like we talked about Christian of one of my favorite bands, Tortured Soul.
Christian Ulrich. Yeah. Oh yeah, I mean, we've worked together. We've done gigs together in Paris, and you know, it's like we have very, you know, like similar kind of friends, and we have like a circuit that we work together, and I love their music, and love the band, and you know, I'm a fan. So I was telling my wife that I'm going to see if I can get Christian while I'm in America, maybe take a trip from LA to New York to go and see if I can hook up with him and see if he will sing on this track and work on there with me, collaborate.
We've been here.
I was actually writing that that track, you know, the vocal hook on that track, and I was about to write the verse, and I thought I would love, whilst I'm in America, maybe to, instead of just going for another singer, maybe go for a rapper. If I could find someone who had the kind of delivery that I like, you know, I like people like Q-Tip, I like, you know, the more kind of spiritual, the more kind of like connected, you know, with, you know, like well-read type of rapper, you know?
Right.
And, but, you know, I was also looking for someone with a little edge, you know, it's like, and, you know, I was going for like a lot of listening to a lot of rappers while I was there, and I really didn't find anyone. So this guy, while I was working with Shaco, the engineer said he worked with a lot of rappers and he knew some really good guys. And I said, well, you know, I talked to him about it and he suggested a list and I just picked the name at the top. And when I called him and I met up with him, he just started writing. He was just like just the right guy. He just started writing in the corner and he went, right, you're ready, put up the mic and bang, you know, it's just like, it was really incredible. It was really amazing. Incognito, luck with the transatlantic revolution standing. Stand for something or fall. Now get involved, y'all. Write it on the wall. Get involved. Problem solved. And evolve on this dirt rock. Revolve around the sun. Everyone, it's our call to rise. Realize, we arrive, we alive. Life right before your eyes. Don't blame, believe the lies. Don't sleep, they need disguises. The weak, they seem surprised. So we just open eyes and believe and keep climbing. Stars begin to line and remind, and they keep moving with the earth's like mine. And I'm sure you got beliefs, but first consider peace. Next, remember music is best when you release. Yep, you got beliefs, but first consider peace. Next, remember music is best when you release your soul.
Awesome, awesome. Well, we can't leave without talking about some of the vocals that have really shaped Incognito in the last several years. Mm-hmm. Joy Rose, Tony Momrell, I think I'm saying that right.
Yeah.
And which, you know, the track you have on there, 1975, is one of my favorites.
Oh, well, that's really making big noise everywhere we go. That's really the one worldwide right now. That track is really, I've never had a response to it. Any track that I've written in my history that I'm getting to this. And the funny thing is, it's about my history. It's like the story of my life in the year 1975. He got deeper into the sound when the big debate was Watergate. Marlena and Roberta made him feel like making love. He remembers the boogie bar down. We've got a real, real tight unit at the moment, and they are like, we just did a radio show, and we got it at the last minute because somebody dropped out. And like many things on this album, it's like we're beginning to luck out on a few things. We went on there and we had the radio. It was a radio, but TV being filmed as well. And we just lucked out because the response we've had from it is incredible. It's really put us in a place where we haven't been since like the mid 90s when there was a lot of money around in the industry. And this time it's like it's happening just on pure good work and just making connections in a very, very organic kind of way. So I'm really pleased.
You work with Mesa, who you've been working with, and she's gone on to record so many albums on her own. And I'm so happy you brought her back for that one great track.
Oh, yeah, man. That's my girl right there. You know, it's like, it's a shame that she's all the way there across the pond, you know, and in a way, but, you know, it's like, we've both been very helpful to each other, and we'll always kind of be there for each other. Her career musically has gone she's found her own direction and making her own albums, which is great, you know. And we've been a good stepping stone for a lot of singers, but that connection was very, very precious to me. It came at a time when I was writing more than ever. And you know, you can write a lot of songs. If you don't have the right voice on it, you're not going to get heard. And and sometimes the right voice is going to be is not going to get heard unless they kind of like find the right songs. And for us to find each other as vehicles in this life, you know, it could have been like ships in the night, but it happened, and I'm very grateful for it. Got a tour later this year in the States. I think are going to be in America in October. We don't get much of a chance to go to America, and I don't want to come out there with a depleted band. You know, I like to come out there with my full band, you know, with all guns blazing. So, you know, because that's what Incognito is all about.
The album is called Transatlantic RPM. It's available now everywhere, correct? Amazon, iTunes.
Yeah, we've hit the number one spot in several places on the iTunes charts, so I'm really pleased with that.
That's awesome. I love it. Well, congratulations. This is great talking with you, and I can't wait to see you when you're here in New York.